In verse 7 of this psalm, we sang, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." And today we will use some meditation of Dietrich Bonhoeffer on a similar word from the Psalms, in this case, Psalm 119, verse 6. Where it says, "My delight is in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Why is it that my thoughts depart so quickly from God's word? And I find the necessary word is often not there for me in the hour of need. Do I forget to eat and drink and sleep? Why do I forget God's word? Because I'm not yet able to say with the psalmist, "My delight is in your statutes." I never forget that in which I delight. To forget or not is a matter not only of the mind, but of the whole person, including the heart. That on which my life and soul depend, I cannot forget. The more I begin to love the ordinances of God in creation and in His Word, the more they will present me at every hour. Only love guards against forgetting. Because God's word was spoken to us in history in the past, it is necessary for us to repeat what we have learned every day in order to remember it. We must return every day to the saving acts of God in order to be able to go forward. Therefore, Scripture warns us in great earnestness not to forget. "Forget not all his benefits," Psalm 103, verse 2. "Take heed, lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage," Deuteronomy 6, 12. "Remember Jesus Christ," 2 Timothy 2, 8. Faith and obedience live by our remembering and repeating. Remembering becomes a power in the present because the God who once acted for me is the living God who today makes me sure of what he has done. The past in itself is indifferent. But because in the past something decisive happened for me, that which was past becomes present when I grasp the "for me" in faith. The word "for me," says Luther, requires only believing hearts. Because my salvation lies not in me, but outside myself, because my righteousness is the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone, because that can only be proclaimed to me in the Word, remembering and repeating are necessary for blessedness. And forgetting is equivalent to falling away from the faith. In my daily remembering of Jesus Christ, I receive the promise that God loved me from eternity and has not forgotten me. Knowing that God does not forget me because he loves me, I experience delight. And I'm filled with love for God's faithfulness revealed in his word. So I learn to say, "I will not forget your word." And now to the song. Indeed, when we know the Lord and take delight in his word, we are revived by it whenever we are discouraged. Recall the message of anger at Jerusalem's sin that Jeremiah had to deliver. He said it would be so bad that there would be no balm in Gilead and no physician to heal it. Jerusalem would be a heap of ruins unless it amended its ways and doings. But in remembering what God has said, we know about Jesus and what he did on Golgotha. There is a balm in Gilead.